Hush Now, Mama's Talking. Episode 3, Season 1 Finale. Titled, Baby, Don't Let 'Em Steal Your Joy. Final Act, Power Up, Protect Your Peace. I'm your host, Mama J. Shh. Hush now, Mama's talking. Welcome back, my loves. You're in the right place. Again, I'm your host, Mama J. Passion, love, fire, and just enough grace to keep it classy. This is our season one finale, and we are tying up everything from episodes 1 and 2. Then I'm arming you with real life tools, comebacks, and soul care to make sure haters don't get the keys to your joy. Pull up a chair, baby. Let's get into it. Let's go over the tea real quick. Remember in episode 1, we looked at why folks can't be happy for you. Low self-esteem, jealousy, that green-eyed monster, toxic circles, intimidation, resentment, and sometimes just straight up narcissism. We also separated constructive feedback from hateration. One helps you grow, the other is designed to hurt you. In episode 2, we talked about wolves in sheep's clothing. We talked about friends, family, and coworkers who smile in your face, all the while they want to stab you in the back. We learned how to spot them. Cold reactions to your wins. Draining energy. Gossip. And exclusions. And how to protect your heart. How to set boundaries. Call it out. And at work, keep receipts. Document, document, document. And also, it's important to reevaluate your circle. Now, if this resonated with you, baby, you already know I ain't just talking. We're about to move from seen to unstoppable. Today's intent is to discuss powering up and protecting your peace. There's 3 steps. They're simple and sticky, so you can remember them. Recognize, respond, and release. Number 1, when you recognize a hater, you see it, name it. But I want you to be careful. Make sure that you're noticing patterns, not just one-offs, right? Not just one smart comment, because that could be a fluke. We can give them that. But repeated coldness or backhanded compliments or exclusions, those are all red flags. Ask yourself, does this person lift me up or drain me? If the answer is drain, you've recognized a hater. Number 2, respond with dignity, not drama, and always keep it classy. You don't have to win a fight to keep your dignity. Here are some real responses you can use. You pick your own vibe. There's the short and classy response. You can say to your hater, I'm proud of X, Y, and Z, but thank you for your thoughts. That shuts down the negativity without stroking it. Then we have boundaries and being direct. You can reply with, that comment really stung. I don't allow disrespect. Please don't speak to me that way. Baby, that's powerful and clear. Then we have the calm and deflect. You can respond with, that's an interesting perspective. But I'm good. Honey, that keeps you above the fray. Then we have work mode. Remember, document and escalate if necessary. You can respond, I'm going to document this conversation and follow up via email so we both have a record. That protects you and your following procedure. Now, when you have someone being nice, nasty, right? There's definitely a way you can respond to them by just saying, I'm choosing to take this as unhelpful. I'd really prefer constructive feedback if you have it. That calls them out on their behavior immediately. And when you're just plain tired of explaining over and over again, a great way to respond is, nope, I don't owe you a breakdown of my life. Respect that. Boundaries set, period, dot. Now let's move on to release. Protecting your energy. You have to remove the replay button. Baby, you can't keep replaying what happened or what they said over and over again or how you should have responded over and over again. By doing that, you give them power, and we don't have time for that. Protect your heart by protecting your habits. Regular self-care, therapy, spiritual support, maybe journaling, movements. Get your nails done, get your feet done, mani-pedi. Yes, what I'm saying to you is make your joy your priority. And always replace gossip or negativity with celebration. Mimic the reactions that you want to see. So celebrate your peers, celebrate your friends, celebrate your family. And more importantly, baby, celebrate you. And find friends that will clap for you. I want to try a real life tool with you that actually works. This is called the 5-second cool down. So I want you all to do this with me. We're going to breathe in on 4 and we're going to hold it on 1 and exhale on 5. If you need to, walk away. But let's try it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 1, exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Responding when you're hot is like handing them your crown, baby. Take those few seconds to relax. And if you need to copy and paste the same script over and over again, do it. Memorize it. Hey, that joke or that comment isn't okay with me. I want to keep things respectful. If it continues, we'll have to change how we interact with each other. Say it again. Hey, that joke, that comment, it isn't okay with me. I want to keep things respectful. If it continues, we'll need to change how we interact. Practice that. Have it together so that when you are faced with a hater, you've already practiced on how to get that out. Remember for work, I set the document. Save emails, date stamped incidents, send polite recaps to confirm what happened and who was present. And if it escalates, get HR or your leadership team together. Show them the paper trail. Don't let them gaslight you. And there's something that I like to do. I call it a joy ledger. I keep a small notebook. You could do it in an app, but I have pen and paper. But just write down your wins, big or small, however it goes. When haters try to shrink you, pull it out and you read your own receipts of how awesome you are. When family is the problem, because sometimes they are, and sometimes you just can't cut ties. But you can set up expectations up front. You can say your boundaries once calmly, then repeat if necessary. And keep gathering short. Control what you share. And save your triumphs for your people who clap for you. And if you can, and if you must, reduce the frequency of how often you see them. You can love someone from a distance, and that's okay. Remember to turn hateration into fuel. Not every critique is meant to break you. Mama's J tip is this. If there's a useful nugget inside the hurt, use it. Don't accept the delivery method as permission to be disrespected, but make your growth the sweetest clapback. Work harder, work smarter, be kinder, and let success speak for you. Let's have a short moment here, and I want you all to reset with Mama J. It'll take about 30 seconds. I want you to close your eyes. Now, if you're driving, do not close your eyes. But I want you to do the exercise with me again. I want us to inhale on 4, hold it on 1, and exhale 5. But while we're doing this, I want you to picture a door. And on the other side, it's negativity, but you have the lock. The door is closed. You close it, you lock it, you keep your light in your house, and you determine who comes in. So, let's practice. Inhale on 4, hold it on 1, and exhale 5. So inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold it. Then exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Doesn't it feel good? And practice this powerful phrases. You are not shrinking for anyone. Say it. My peace is non-negotiable. Let me hear you. Yes, and I will not accept being disrespected. I know that's right. Say these over and over again in the mirror. Wear them like jewelry. Now, when you get your support group or your support squad, they should be people or friends that who will actually clap for you. Remember therapy and counseling if the hate is impacting your mental health, because that can happen. Get therapy. Nothing wrong with that. Spiritual support, baby, go to church, prayer, meditate, or hit up Mama J on Instagram or TikTok. But never, ever, ever suffer in silence. That's not an option. You don't deserve that. All right. We're getting ready to close soon, but I do have some homework for you. And yes, real homework. I want you to pick one person who drains you. Set one small boundary with them this week. Create a joy ledger and write 3 wins by the end of the week. And 3, practice one powerful phrase in the mirror every morning for this week. I'm gonna check your homework, so you better get it done. Final love note from Mama J. Remember what I said, hurt people, but you are not responsible for their choices or their actions. You're only responsible for yours. So choose peace, choose dignity, choose joy. And if someone wants to play wolf, honey, let them howl. You keep living, you keep loving, and you keep leveling up. Now, if the season made you feel seen, heard, or even shook, then Mama J did her job. Again, don't forget to follow me on TikTok and Instagram. Share your story. DM me your wins. I would love to hear them. And tell me what you want to see next season. I'll be back, baby, bigger, bolder, and even more full of grace. Remember, hush now, Mama's talking, and I'll talk to you soon. Keep your head high, your heart open, and your joy intact. Bye-bye, my loves.